Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting on Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. on the dot. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call. Board Vice Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael.
Here.
Okay. So, first is the Finance and Audit Committee report. Up first is the balance sheet. This is on the financials tab of your board packet. And this is as of September 30th, 2024. On line 5, we have the total cash and investments. So that's the cash, Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class accounts. The total balance at the end of the month was $2,027,234. And down on line 35, we have the total liabilities, which was $497,234. And then the accountants ended up moving that deferred lease inflows down below liabilities. So that's all the income that we will receive from the cell tower lease over the course of its term.
That's the 833?
Yeah. I think it's till 2048. That's what we will receive until then. Any questions on the speech?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's just like, why would you even look at it?
Okay, so on to the profit and loss. Up first, we have the revenues, and year to date is 25%, so we're 25% of the year done. And then I'm going to point out some that are way off. So first we have line number 4, commodity sales. That one we're at 37%, so that's for water usage. It is a lot higher than budgeted due to increased usage during the summer months. On line 7 we have basic facility fees. Those are the fees for new service installations. That's at 103%. Because we've had several 5/8 inch and 3/4 meters that we've installed already. And then a lot of those are only paid halfway, so they have the rest of the year to pay the other half for those services. So we should end up like at 200% ideally. Lines 8 and 11, those are for tax revenues. Both are at 0% because we receive most of those incomes in January and May. Line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income. We didn't budget anything because that line is so unpredictable, but we have $169,000 due to the sale of the Main Street yard and then also some recycling that we did. So on line 17, total revenues, we're at 38%.
So can I ask a question on
that? Yeah.
So you're going to move that, right?
Yes. When we do a budget amendment, we'll end up moving that onto, I think it's going to go on capital.
Capital gain, and then you're going to move it again.
Capital projects.
And you're going to move it again when you build the building and all that, and take it out.
Well, so when we get to that, I budgeted $30,000 for the plant site because I just wanted to get things moving along. And then we sold the property, then we put more money into that account. So when the board approves some of the financing we need for like the concrete, the metal building, then we'll move 100 in there and keep the project under $130,000. So we're only going to move 100 of that into the well 2 site for the new building. And I think we're going to use like $30,000 for the Bonita vault because of the timing of the purchases. Remember, we purchased all the material like after July 1st and they wouldn't let us charge to the previous budget year.
Okay. Right, moving on to expenses. On line 32, we have well maintenance. That's only at 7%. The only charges we have in there so far are for chemicals, but if we have any maintenance that we do on the wells, that will also go in there. On line 33, we have security. This one is at 35%. That is because all of the Bay Alarm payments have been made through till December, and that's like $2,000 worth of payments that have been paid through till the end of this calendar year. On line 39, we have the water billing system, which is only at 19%. At the start of next year, maybe January, February, March, we're going to be getting the new billing system, and those annual fees are a little bit more than what we're currently paying, so that's why we budgeted more than where we're at. Line 44, we have printing and publications, which is at 56% of the year. The only thing we have published so far, I believe, is the standby charge notices that we had to do, but we have the extra $200 in case there's anything else we need to post in the newspaper. Any questions on this page? Okay, moving on. Line 50, we have financial audit, which is at 53% of the year. Most of the audit work is done between June and September, so the bulk of that was done already. Down on line 60, shop supplies and small tools. That one's at 44%. We bought a concrete saw for $3,100, so that's why that one is so high. And then that was all I was going to point on out on this page. On line 78, we have the net income slash loss. Right now, we are at an income of $307,427. So pretty good shape right now. And then the last page we have is the capital project. First, on line 3, we have the meter replacement, which is at 20%. We buy like 30 or so meters regularly just to have some available for when we need to replace. But I think did we replace all of them, Mike, or just most of them?
We're pretty much done. The only ones we have to replace are down in the Jensen area because they require open heart surgery to either cut the street open and upgrade the valve on the main because the T assembly, it's all corroded and you can't shut it down. So the majority of the meters are replaced. And of course, we also bought some new meters because we've been installing new services. So we need some inventory.
On line 5, we have the Bonita Vault. So that one is what we're kind of hoping to amend next month. Right now it's at 219%, and that was because of that whole mix-up. We ordered the supplies in June, but they got delivered right after July 1st, so we weren't able to backdate it to June for some reason.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just want to track it accurately. I know it shows 219%, and for people who don't, they're not intimate.
And put a sub-note at the bottom, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we all know what happened.
Right, right.
It really, moving money around is just moving money around.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
All the same. It's all coming from the same spot.
And, of course, it's in the description that she's reading, so anybody who wants to follow along, they can go back and look at the reports.
I mean, all we're doing is we're moving money to move money. We're
right,
not really
right.
Covering anything.
No, it's not. No.
Okay. Line 10, the Well 2 new facility building. That was another thing we were just talking about. We only budgeted $30,000 just to get started, and then since the Main Street property sold, that's when we can start doing some more work on there. But it's at 50% so far. All right, and then moving on to the grant-funded projects. On line 15, we have the Esperanza Waterline Improvement. This project is done. We're working on some final paperwork just to close it out. And then line 18, Groundwater Well Improvements. That's for the test well. That one's kind of being delayed. We're trying to change some of the stuff in the contract because right now it's just for a monitoring well. Is that right?
Yeah, so they budget.
But they want to try to make it so that we'd be able to turn it into a production well.
Right. So it was grant funded in 2017, $1 million to drill this well, just to do a groundwater study and then fill it with concrete, you know, just be done with it. It's like, why go through all the trouble? Why can't we outfit it? So now you still can't drill the well for $1 million. So they're going to add money to it and change the scope of the work so that we can drill it, plate it, and use it for future growth. So that's what we're hoping to accommodate when we're talking to the state.
Which line item is that?
18. That project's been going on for like, I don't even know how many years. Yeah. I think 5 years or something like that. And that's it. That's all I was going to know. Any questions?
Yeah. And we did do the bidding process on that ground level study, and no interest.
Oh, yeah, no interest. They said the site was too small.
Too small.
Because it's a corner of the guy's lot that he's donating for us to do this test well in, and if it was to be developed, we can get first.
How's that down there near Dave?
Right. It's in the parking lot of a dinosaur in the back.
Okay. Anything else? I think...
I did add a thing for miscellaneous financial matters, but I don't know if there's anything... I don't know if you want to talk about the rate study stuff that we're going to talk about in the regular board meeting, or if you just want to wait.
You talked about it twice.
No. Yeah, we'll cover everything in the meeting, like you said. Just repeat ourselves, wait for everybody to be here.
So then, can we go ahead and adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee to check signing at 5:11? Thank you.